Hey, Lovey, how you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Good, thanks. Could you explain kind of in detail the impact that Julius Peppers has made defensively for you guys?
Well, you need an impact player, and especially for us. You know, everything we do defensively starts up front with our guys. So you need an impact player up there, and that's exactly what he is. He can do it all, you know, all things you want a special defensive end to do. He's an all-down player. He plays the run as hard as he plays the pass. He's a legitimate outside pass rusher, but he can also, rush with speed on the outside. And he's been, he was selected team captain for a reason. He comes to work every day with his lunch pail. I just couldn't be more pleased with what he's done for our team.
You've had such a good defense for so long in that city. Has he made it better, helped it to get better?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt he's made it get better. Again, we've had, good football players here, but this is a special football player that we're talking about. And Julius came here, when you're a free agent, you have an opportunity to go anywhere you want to. He did his research, and, we're just happy that he chose to come here with us. Rod Marinelli has helped him a lot. I know Julius did his research, Rod to get a, defensive line coach that could really take his game to the next level.
It's a real dice roll when you go after a free agent, I think, who's going to cash in so big. I mean, you can look at the Albert Haynesworth situation, even a Dallas Thomas here. They didn't work out. What do you think is it that helps Julius to perform at such a high level, despite going to a new team, new system, and getting paid?
Oh, I can't talk on other players. And
we just
don't look at it that way.
Specific to Julius.
Our research on guys, and our research said when we started talking to a lot of different people, which we did, everything came out back with Julius that was positive. Exactly the type of guy that we wanted to get is what we got from the outside. So, you do your research and you hope that you're right and you go from there.
Just thinking back to that day, how quickly did you guys act on him? I mean, I know it was the first day of free agency, but was it the first couple hours or couple minutes? Or do you remember how quick it was?
Yes, immediately. We were ready to go. 12:01, we could officially start then, and that's what we did.
Lovey, can you just talk about the level? Tom Brady, obviously he's very good, but it seems like he's even at another level the last four games or so for the Patriots. Can you see why it is or just why he's been playing so well?
Well, you're right. He's playing great football right now, but, he's been playing great football for so long. When has he not played great football?
Right. Well, it just seems like, I think he's completing like three quarters of his passes right now, the last month or so, which is.
You're right. He's outstanding right now. But to me, and just being a, fan of the game, Tom Brady has played great ball forever. And you're right. Right now, he's going through a spell, a streak where, we haven't looked for other words to describe it, but. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and this is what they do. On the other side of the football, we haven't played the Patriots for a while. As a football player, especially a defensive football player, and just team in general, you want to have an opportunity to compete against a team with a special player like this.
Along the same lines, offensively, can you tell the difference with this Patriots offensive line with Logan Mankins back and what he brings to the line?
Well, Logan's, arguably, one of the best linemen in the game. So any team, I'm sure, can do well without him, which the Patriots did. They continue to win without him. But adding another special player, a special lineman to the mix, has to help your team quite a bit. Just look at the video on him. He's as tough as there he is. He comes to work. I assume he comes to work every day. He and I are the same agent, so I know a little bit about him, and everything is all good. You want a guy like that, on your team.
So you guys have the same agent, so when Logan was sitting out this year and it wasn't clear whether he would come back. Were you calling Frank and saying, "Hey, just make sure he sits out at least until after we play him"?
Well, I tell you, I'm sure the 31 team would all gladly have taken him if he hadn't chosen to go back. But knowing the type of guy he is, I'm talking about being loyal, to the organization. There's only one place he was going.
This will probably be the first question you've ever gotten about Jay Cutler's decision-making, I'm sure. What has been the difference the last 4 weeks with him? I mean, is it something you've seen? Is it something he's seeing with defenses? What is the difference?
You know, we just try not to go back too far and try to analyze what happened in the past. I just know what's happening now is he is making great decisions. And for, we put in a new offense, new total offensive system this year. And it takes a little bit of time to get it down. And that's what Jay's done. I know he's just continued to work hard every day he's been here. He's always taken responsibility as a quarterback of our team for anything that's going on. And I just know he's making great decisions now. And I'm talking about decisions on when to run, when to throw. Couldn't be more pleased. Brady is playing great football, but Jay Cutler, assisted by, has been playing great football also.
Can you point to any one thing that's been the factor in your current winning streak right now?
No, we stay with our program as much as anything. We believe in our system, on what we do, and how we're going to win football games, and we've stuck to our guns with it. I just know when you go through a little adversity, we went through a lot. We lost a couple games before we went on our winning streak, two home games, which we normally don't do. But, guys were just anxious to get back to the practice field and go to work. And it's just always looking ahead. You guys asked me some of the things that happened in the past, and it's really a blur to me. We're just always about looking ahead and meeting this next challenge. And we've gotten ourselves in a position where, we're relevant in December, and that's where we want to be.
How is the field? I know you guys resodded the field last week but the field at Soldier Field was resodded. Have you gotten a chance to test it out yet, and has it taken well?
Yeah, we have. I was down there yesterday, as a matter of fact, and it was slick and hard to, make cuts on, so make sure you let those guys know that.
That's very nice of you.
No, seriously, the field is, this time of the year, you have to deal with some of the elements. We're both going to play on the same field. Don't feel like the field of, New England is used to playing out in the elements, too. I don't feel like it'll be that much of a factor.
Since you like looking back so much, in the past, Belichick has had success against some Mike Martz offenses, as much success as you can have. Have you gone back and looked at what Belichick, or has Mike gone back and looked at what Belichick did? Maybe there was a big game in February a couple years back, maybe on that or anything else?
I tell you, you guys really live in the past quite a bit, don't you? We really don't.
Sometimes you can learn from the past.
A lot of things have happened in the past. We feel pretty good about what we're doing offensively right now, and, looking forward to the challenge of going against a great Patriots team now.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, Lovey.
Yeah, thank you.